So that is going to bring us on to item number 11. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval to award a contract to the successful bidder for propane fuel delivery service to County Tanks in accordance with the submitted bids. Mr. Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just some background on this. The county's existing fuel delivery contract is at the end of its term. The current company under contract is Feral Gas. The county had a couple of small issues with Feral Gas, but overall the service was adequate. The county solicited quotes for propane delivery and publicly advertised the contract opportunity. We had multiple inquiries and four companies submitted sealed bids. Now, the last time we went out to bid for this service, we had only one respondent. So we had contacted several smaller companies and asked why they weren't bidding on our contract. We had determined that several factors were limiting their competitiveness and therefore their incentive to participate. So for this bid, we made some changes in the terms and conditions that increased the incentive for smaller companies to participate and to enhance the service that the prospective companies will be required to provide as a part of this contract. We extended the contract time to 3 years from 1 year. This allows smaller companies to attempt to recover their investment of installing about 40 tanks at county locations. The contract is extendable by mutual agreement for additional one-year terms. We granted a time period of 60 days to change out all of the tanks countywide during the summer months with a provision that requires temporary tanks for inclement or out-of-season weather. County buildings shall not be without propane service at any time. We imposed a $1,000 fine for any tank run-dry event. Running out of propane during the winter months can be a serious problem, and this fine was intended to provide a strong incentive to prevent that. We specified Targa San Francisco as the baseline rack rate as published weekly in the BPN newsletter. This levels the playing field for all companies to peg their propane base rate to a regional distributor for the West Coast. We also requested a schedule of tank prices so that the county can plan for purchasing tanks rather than renting them. The idea being that if the county owns their own tanks, this makes us much more agile in selecting services or discharging a company for cause and re-engaging with another provider. We're looking at probably maybe 10 tanks per year to purchase, and this would be in consultation with Buildings and Grounds Division. This will spread out the cost of the cost impact of this purchase. We also solicited prices for installation of seismic valves at all county buildings. Only one bidder submitted a price for those. So we may pursue that as a separate contract under plumbing rather than on the supply side. But as a result of these changes, we had four companies that submitted responsive bids. There's a bid tabulation sheet that was included in the information packet for this item. The bidding companies were High Sierra Propane, Suburban Propane, Comstock Propane, and Feral Gas. The county received sealed bids until 2 p.m. on April 27, 2021. At that time, bids were opened and publicly read aloud. The Director of Public Works and the Operations and Projects Coordinator were present. All bids were found to be responsive. So staff determined that Comstock Propane is the apparent low bidder with a price per gallon rate of Targa rack rate plus 25 cents per gallon. A price per gallon for county employees of Targa rack rate plus 50 cents per gallon, and a price per gallon for Story County residents of a Targa rack rate plus 90 cents per gallon. The tank rental rate was quoted as $1 per tank per year, so that amounts to about $40 per year countywide. Now, this is a substantial savings over the current average for residents of about $1.50 over rack rate, and that information is about a month old, actually almost 2 months old. The county itself is a substantial consumer of propane, and the rate of 25 cents per gallon over rack is a substantial savings over the current 40 cents per gallon under our current contract. Another factor that we considered here was responsiveness. Both Comstock Propane and High Sierra Propane have facilities located in the area. Both companies seem to have a good track record of being responsive to customers. The prices for tank purchase were very similar across the board, and those costs were driven more by steel availability than the propane suppliers. And the tank rental rates were similar in that two companies offered $1 per tank per year and two companies offered $0 per tank per year. With all of these factors taken into consideration, both Comstock Propane and High Sierra Propane are good candidates for the award of this contract. Comstock Propane edges out Feral Gas with a slightly lower per gallon pricing. So your staff recommendation is that we award the contract to Comstock Propane. And with that, I'll turn it over to the board.
Thank you for that, Mike. Let's go to public comment on this first. Is there any public comment regarding this item? As a reminder, you can use the raise your hand feature or star six to unmute yourself. Not seeing any public comment. My fellow commissioners, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike or staff?
I don't have any questions. I think this certainly highlights the value of competitive bidding. And, you know, I'm delighted that we're now to a point in the county where we had that many folks respond to our request. Mike, I think it was a wonderful outcome. So let's do some more of it. I've been looking for that for a long time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gilman.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have anything?
No questions. Thank you. It's good. And thank you for the tabulation sheet, because that helps kind of put it in easy terms to compare. My only comment as I look through it is, you know, Comstock certainly is the most competitive when it comes to the direct price per gallon. One point of maybe hesitation for me is that it looks like Ferrellgas is willing to offer substantially or a somewhat better rate for the residents of the county. And that was something that was kind of important to me. And I had mentioned to County Manager Osborne that if there was a way to leverage the volume of business that we as a county do to provide a benefit to the residents, that I thought that was a good use of our time and kind of our clout, if you will, of the amount of propane that we use. And so while it's not a huge difference between what's being proposed to be offered by both High Sierra and Comstock, it is slightly better as a direct benefit to the residents in general. But again, that would be offset by a slightly higher price to the county. So
anything else?
No.
You know, I want to say, you know, I appreciate the effort put forward. I've been a user of Ferrellgas out in the Highlands, and they've been fine. You know, I do appreciate, obviously, all these folks being willing to give residential customers a break. The one thing I didn't notice, Mike, and I'm not going to flip back to your chart just yet, does Comstock have any other fees associated like Ferrell normally does regarding minimum deliveries or surcharges?
No, sir, not as far as I'm aware. I'd have to look at it's based on our agreement, so it's whatever was in the bid documents. And I think we specified there would be no taxes and no additional fees, so I'll have to verify that for you.
Okay. I can go back there too. So, yeah, other than that, I don't really have any questions, and I'm comfortable moving forward. If my fellow commissioners are with approving the contract for Comstock. So, go for it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. I just first want to commend Mike for really coming up with a way to make this competitive, to try to get these other folks to come on board. He did a great job on this. But I think the best thing is what Commissioner Mitchell, what you had mentioned, is we had asked them to, you know, what can the residents get out of this? And perhaps in the next round, we can get that thing even down closer to or even at the employee level. We really find that important. One thing is, as far as fees go in the contract, we do have something new in here. This would be if we have a tank go dry in the county, we can charge the company $1,000. That has happened, and it could be catastrophic to these historic buildings if that were to go dry in the wintertime. So that is one fee.
Okay. Thank you for that, Austin. Do my fellow commissioners want to discuss this more, or Vice Chairman, are you ready to entertain a motion?
I think I'm comfortable going ahead and making a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay.
If that's all right. So yep. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to award the contract for propane fuel delivery and authorize the county manager to execute an agreement with Comstock Propane for the delivery of propane fuel to county tanks.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Commissioners.